we heard in the Gemara, we learned yesterday, from Daf Chav Dalet Amad Aleph, would like to mention a few ha'oras from before. We heard yesterday that one gives back to Atzuba Mirabonon under the condition that he's only Mishana B'diburay, only on Tvi Inyonim, B'sechte, B'puye, B'shpize. The Teres Chaim says, Lekemidi, Leiremize, B'raise. He says in the Aleph Beis, the Seder of the Aleph Beis is Samach Ayin Pei Tzadik. So he says, that's Merumiz. Samach Ayin, who could you be Soimach Betvius Ayin? Only Pei Tzadik, a person who is a Pei Tzadik, that is Nizer Bilshoinai, that is not Mishane B'diburai. Yesterday we learned Taisvis Burishpiza asks Akasha, why didn't the Mora say another Teretz that, why didn't the Gemara say another Teretz that, another thing that you Mishane, Mibnei Darkei Sholem. So you mentioned the Rivtake says, Darkei Sholem is a mitzvah, and these three things are a reshus. So there's a Psasef Emes Liyakev that he wants to say that Tosfos held that all these three things are also mitzvahs. Anove, Tznius, and Shpize is all three are mitzvahs. So that's why Tosfos couldn't say that Mibnei Darkei Sholem, he only says that, he says the things which there are reshus, one is permitted to be mishan. This is a mitzvah, one is mechuyev to be mishan al tzanov, al tznius. Now it's not to be mafsid or shpize. So therefore Tosfos says a teretz, mishum Darkei Sholem. And yesterday we had a problem with the Darkei Sholem by Mesechta. By Puya, what's the Darkei Sholem? So he says, Pshat, that, that, Droche Darkei Noyim Bechol Nasiba Yisrael Sholem. That means all the Darkei Atayre is Sholem. So Mamele, Gidrei Tzniyas, Gidrei Anove, this is all Chol Nasiba Yisrael Sholem. So Tznichlal and Darkei Sholem. One more ha'ore b'ishpize. So Rashi says, "Shalu al ishpizei im kibble b'seiva ponim yofes v'om alav." So it's b'slamodne. So the Maral says pshat. He said the shaila was kiblei b'seiva upon him yofes like a seiva upon him yofes like yoisa min harogel, and he says lav no not like like shabnei odom, not lav means he was a sour face. Lav means that sometimes there's a bal madrege that he comes out to you that you have his oirech, you're doing him the biggest toive, but as I save upon him yofes, that was the shaila. He said, no, not, that's lav, not, is, kisha b'nei odom. That's how the Maral says pshat. Zot the Gemara vaita, marzutra chaside ignev lei kasa de kaspe mishpize. Azutra Chasida, that was stolen from him, a case of Kesef, Meyushpize, we'll see soon. What Rashi says, Meyushpize, Ignav Lekasa de Kaspa, Kli Shel Ushpizoi Hoyo. Rashi says, it wasn't his case Shel Kesef, it was the case of the Balach Sanya. Chazi Elohu Bar Beirav, we'll come back where Rashi said this. So, Chozi Elohu Bar Beirav, the Moshe Yodei, he noticed a Bar Beirav, the Moshe Yodei that he washed his hands, the Nogev Beklima the Chavrei, and he dried his hands in someone else's beged. Oma Hainu Hai, oh, that's the Ganef. Le'ich Pesle Amameinu the Chavrei. If he could dry his hands in someone else's beged, so that means he does not have the correct respect for Mama Chavrei. Kofsei, so he forced him, Bo'idi. He was made that he stole the kois. So, I saw the Nachlas Moshe being done from the Machse Avrom, that, why does Rashi say that Kli shel Ushpizai hoya? Loshna Gemora Mazut Chesid the Ignev Lei Kasa de Kaspe Miyushpize. Could be was stolen from his inn where he was staying, but Rashi says, no, Kli Shel Ushpize, it didn't belong to him, the Kais, belonged to the innkeeper. So he brings from Marze Avrom, that the Marze Avrom says, because Rashi Ramir de Kekashe. That means if the Kais was stolen from him, so that means if I know this is stolen goods, I'm allowed to take away from him bal kolche, but to be force him to be made, this is that a bal dov is not allowed to do. I mean, I think he stole it, so I'll use forceful tactics to make him be made. That is no din avav edin yishtinu l'nafshe. So that's why Rashi said that it was Nignav Mishbize. He wasn't a Baldovan Gansen. Mazruto was a Dayan. So as Dayan, he had such a right to force him, as Dayan. How does this come into Agamore? So the Teres Chaim says, that this is a hemshech in the Gemara. The Gemara said that you only give back tzasuva mirabonon vizoni mishani betlas mili b'mesechte b'puye b'shpize and v'mishani b'mili achinen loy madrina leif. But if you find something else that is not these three things, it's loy madrina leif. Now, we're talking about a tzuvim erabonon, we're talking about a dahoy ben ayid, and the b'mili dachine, it's not mesechta, it's something else that's perhaps, so he's mishane b'mile, so maybe one would think so, that makes somebody tzuvim erabonon. So the Gemara wanted to bring a raya, this is the raya from Marzutra. Marzutra was also a bar be'rav, he was also... He was in the yeshivas, Aben Teire. And Mazutra noticed, what did he do? He was Nokiv Yode Beglime, made himself hamish. He dried his hands and maybe he was Mizak, maybe he washed al Natilus Yadayim and the Nigvas Achelov of the Mitzvah says Mizak and Mistama Lamdan could find the heter to do it also. So they, Nechle Nunishal Mevet Mitzvah B'mamayne, perhaps one could be a Shtikal Lamdan. But Mazutra saw already that he's already deviating from the Midas HaTzedek. There's a little krumkeit there. That's what the Gemara wants to say. There's a little krumkeit. You can't trust him at all. He can be a ganef already. And that's a memele. So if he's mishane more than the tlas mili, so then he lost the namonis of... He lost in the manners of a tzuva merabonon, and you're not marzer between his eye. Tanya, moide Rav Shimon ben Elozar, bekelim chadoshim shesavatam ha'ayin shechayiv lahachiz. That Rav Shimon ben Elozar said, kli ampulye ein poiriye, that you're not marzer by kelim chadoshim, it's not all kelim chadoshim. If you'll have a kli chadosh, shesavaso na'ayin, So then you chayv lahachiz. Ve'elo hein kelen chadoshin shaloi sabason ha'ayim she'enam chayv lahachiz. Kegoin badei machtin v'tzinoriyes u'machoizos shal kardumais. This is a bad is like a makel that there was hanging on it needles or tzinerius or maslegis tanish etovis boizov machoishish al kadumais. These things, if they are a kli chodosh, then is loy sovason ha'ayin. But there are certain kli chodosh which are sovason ha'ayin. So Der Zeruah says, "What? When is it Sovason Ha'ayim?" So Der Zeruah says, "Shein Elu Kalim Chavivin Kolkach." These Kalim are not so chaviv. The Einay Memayer Litein Bem Simin Achi Yishtamish Bem V'Tizba Men Ha'ayim. These things only through Roiv Shimush you get to recognize them. But since there's no chavivis for machtin, tzinoiriyais, or kardumis, so that's why there's no sfiyas ha'ayin by these kalim. Avo shah kalim, glima, suda, koisais, kapais, or ka'oris, this is the lotion of their zerua, agav, the chavivi. These are dvorim chavivim, even though they're brand new, but there's a chavivis that he possesses them. So there's a sovis on ha'ayin by these kalim. So there, Rab Shimon ben Elozar is also made. Let us see Taisves. Umayde Rab Shimon bekalim shesovis on ha'ayin. Midekama ummoide, that means he's moide that there are some kli and puryem that you are marzer to atzuva mirabona. Mashme de la rabbi, but he's moide that there's some kli and puryem that you're marzer. So Isis, they hold all kli and puryem you're marzer. Midekama umoide mashme del rabbonon afilu loisovason ha'ayim chayv lahachiz. And their chaylik on Rav Shimon ben Elozar, we mentioned yesterday that the machlokes is, we are speaking about atzuva merabbonon loishana milayu. So Rav Shimon ben Elozar holds that Kalin shlei sovason ha'ayin, if he says he recognizes al kochoch, he's making a mistake. And the chachamim hold he's not. If he's a tzuva merbonon le mishani b'mile is al kochoch, he's not making a mistake. And if he says he recognizes them, so Bastami does recognize them. So there's a machlik is taka Rab Shimon Elozar and the chachamim. V'chein motzinu berabe bar chone, Babachone, the Amma Bepere Kame, Itvius Eine Isli Begave, that Rabba Babachone said that he had a Tvius Ayin in a get. The get lay Sabate Ha'ayin. Get is not an article that a person has a Tvius Ayin in it. Le Mashe Inish Gita Biode. Does it hold it there too long? Bafal Pikain, Rabba Babachone said he had a Tvius Ayin. So it seems that there are others that hold that one is a tzuva mirabonon, and he says he has a tviyas ayin. We believe him, and we're not toile and toys. V'koshe d'loy matzino d'omro rabonon ze befeirish. So it's very modne that it would seem that there's a machloikes. Seems as a machlokes Rab Shimon ben Elozar and the Chachamim. Loide Rab Shimon Elozar by certain kalim, the kalim chadosh. But where do we see this machlokes? I mean, we never found beferish that the rabbonon should hold that you're marzer to a tzuva merabbonon. Kalim, Chadoshim, Shloisovasonai, where do we see this machloikis? From the Loshna Baraisa we see the Moide Rav Shimon Elozer, but where do we see this machloikis? V'yeshloima, the midenokat b'masnisin krichois, v'gulei dvele, the things which we are permitted to keep. So it mentions krichois, igulei dvele, machoises, v'kikreis, ha'ele elu shaloi. Now these are things without a simen. V'elu dvorim ein darkam liyas ben tviyas ayim. You don't have any tviyas ayin on these things. Mashma de dvorim she darkom liyos ben tviyas ayin, something that one could recognize, kalim that one could recognize, b'chol inyin chayv lahachas afil aloy sovas onayin, and that's why the Mishnah distinctly only mentioned inyonim where there's no tviyas ayin. So that's why the Mishnah Bedavke mentioned only these inyonim, to tell us that these inyonim you're always allowed to keep, but other inyonim that the concept of Tvi Yisayin is applicable, the Tanakama holds you're not allowed to keep. That's Bemokim de Shrichi Rabbonim. So then you have to be Machiz, even though there's no simon. Now let us go further in the Baraisa. So when are you, what is called Kli and Purya that you're not Chayv Lahachis? Kaim Badei Machtin Vitzinoiries Machaisis Shal Kadumis. Kol Eilu Sha'omru Eimosai Mutorim. Bizman shemotzon echod echod. That means he found a badis, again like a stick, that there is attached to it machtin b'tzinoiris, and this is a dover she'ein boi simin. And Rav Shimon Elozer holds there's no tviyas ayin, so you'll have to keep it for yourself. Avo mitzon shnayim shnayim. But what if a person found two badim of machtin, or two badim of tzinoiries, chayv lahaches? Because then there's a simin of minyan. That means one bad of machtin, so we're speaking about there was a standard amount of machtin on each bad, so that you couldn't give a simin of the minyan of the machtin, because that was a standard amount when you purchased X amount of machtin on each bad. But if he said that he lost two badim, so then already that's a simin. And then you machzer out simin mokim. That goof is a simin. My badi suchi. What is the taich badi? Suchi. Suchi is a branch. Va my korale badi. Why is it called badi? Double the toli bay midi, something is hanging onto it. Bat korile, that's called a bat. Ki ahudisnan hosam olo echod bebad echod. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi, badai machtin vitzinoiris, Lekami meforish badei machtin shetoilin boi machtin, something that they're machtim that are hung on to it. Pitzinoiris mazleges ktanis shetanim shetovish boizov. Achas achas bad achas machis echot. So there's no simin whatsoever. But if there's two badim chayv lahachis, the minyan havi simin. So the Gemara said, my badi, soichi, anofim shel ilon, a branch of a tree. That's the taich of a bat. My korile badi, so ola echad bad echad mesecha suke gabi robe, shenosho mikzes aleo v'nishtayra bo shloishim alim lachim, Pikad Amri Afila Ola Echad Bebad Echad Ksheira. Now, I just think Teichwerte, the Gemara says, my body Suchi. What is the translation of a bad? Suchi. Now, Suchi Rashi says, is, Anofim Shel Ilon, a branch of a tree. So now, why do you call these sticks that they were hung onto them, machtim or tzinairis? So they say it has dover the torile beimidi bat korile. So lechere, just like a branch of a tree, mistame, the branch of the tree has things attached to it, has the peiris, it has the alin. So everything that has a similarity to a branch of a tree is called a bat. I think the raya from the Gemara, Ola Echad Babad Echad, which is speaking about an arove, I think an arove without this lumdis, since it's not a branch of a tree, it's a branch of a bush, so it wouldn't be called suchi or bat. The reason why it's called a bad, because it has a similarity to the branch of a tree, just like the branch of a tree has dvorim nitlem boy. So anything, ola echad bebad echad, if there's an ola on this branch of a bush, it's also called a bad. It has a similarity of a branch of a tree. Let us see Taisvis. Avushnayim chayiv lahachis. If a person found two badim, so then you chayiv to be machis, because minyan is a simon. Umas nisin diktoni machroizois vikikrois are elu shaloi. So now Tosfos has a problem. So why is this areu shaloi? We have a simon, it's two kikrois, two machroizois. So Tosfos says, "Imayri derech nefila osi shaper." If the Mishnah is speaking about derech nefila, so then there's no simin minyan. Da oz loy hoya minyan simin she'enoy yoideya shenofle bebasachas. Then the Bechlali doesn't know that they fell together. This is the whole concept of simin minyan is only applicable if it's derech hanochi, put down two, so it's a simin minyan. But derech nefila, there's no simin minyan. So memela, so it could be kikreis, tak as a loshen rabim, it's plural. But since it's derech nefila, so the bailim does not know if he has a simin minyan, so he's miyayish. Inami. So Taisa said it's one terech, that the Mishnah is speaking about derech nefila, there's no simin minyan. Inami mairi derech inuach. Could be the Mishnah is speaking about also derech inuach. The lek is, so it's derech inuach, so let there be a simin minyan. Mayri derech inuach, v'leke elo machroiza achas v'chein igul v'kiko. There's only one, so there's no simin minyan. V'ho dekoma machroizais. So why does it say machroizais aloshen rab? Mayne machroizais da alma. It means aloshen, machroizais da alma, but really that what was found was one. Ulekamon gabi tzibure peiris begabi tzibure mois. The porich shmamino minyan havi simen. Le mishani tzibure da alme. What's the right? The minyan is a simen. Just like it says kikrois and we say it means kikrois da alme. So maybe tzibure also means tzibure da alme. Dum yedereishem machroizis veigul vekikrois vekrichois. And we shouldn't have a little misne elo mois tzevurois. It should have said mois tzevurois or peiros tzevurois. Kedektoni mois mefuzorois or peiros mefuzorois. That means if this is just the opposite of the reishem, which the Reish is not speaking about a Simin Minyan, so it should have said that this is Tziburais. Since it says Tziburai, so this is speaking about a new case that there are two Tziburim. So we have here a Baraisa. The Baraisa is a member of Rab Shimon ben Eloza that tells us halachas when one is allowed to keep an aveda, and he said kalim chadoshim shesavus hanayim yechayv lachis in the natsavuson, so you're allowed to keep it. V'chein oy Rabbi Shimon ben Eloza imel hamatzel mina ari. ומן הדויף, מן הנמר, מן הברדלס, ומן זוטה של יום, ומשלוליסה של נור, המויצי בסרטיה, a person found in a highway, פלטיה, or a large marketplace, גדולה, ובכל מוקים שרבים מצויים שם, הרי אלו שלוי, בבני שהביילים מסיישים מהם. So Rabbi Shimon ben Eloza said a multitude of cases, and the reason it would seem of all these cases is mibnei shabaylim misyashim mehem. Now, when we learned daf chav beis amad beis, we had mentioned there's a machlokes Rashi in Tosfos, the heter of zutay shel yam. Avuda mimenu umikol odam. We mentioned Rashi in Abakamah says the heter is out yish. If it's avuda mimenu umikol odam, so the bailam is miyayish. And Taisvis learns that Fakir that's speaking about yish shaloi medas, he's unaware of it. And the heter is because it's hefker. So lechayre, from this baraise, it would seem clearly like Rashi. Because the Baraisa ends up, it says, a multitude of halachas, and then it says, Nei Shabayla Misyayishim Mehem. But God, the Tosfos HaRosh HaFenot, it says, Nei Shabayla Misyayishim is not going on all the cases. Zutei Shayom, Shulisei Shono, that's the heter of Avudim Enemi Kolodim, that you don't need the heter of Yiyush. No, the says Nesh Abayla Misyayishimem is going on the last cases. Sratye, Platye, B'chomokim Sharab Metsuyim Shom. So there the heter is Nesh Abayla Misyayishimem. Now, before we go further, let us see Rashi. Zakt Rashi, Bardalis, Savua, that's a cheetah. V'yesh oimrim putiyash, that's a small polecat, it's a small animal, v'derech larig avoizim v'tarnagoyla. That means if it's a bardalis, it kills large animals. If it's this polecat, which is a small animal, but it kills, derech darkoi, that's the gift, but darkoi larig avoizim v'tarnagoyla, it seems it's very... This Bardalus is a very successful animal, and some Amela, it's like Doiv, Anema, Ari, some Amela, it's called Avudim Enemi Kolodom, and so the Matzel is permitted to keep it for himself. Now, Al Kaponim, but we have here now a heter of Sratya, Platya Gdoila, Ubachol Mokim Sharabim Mitsuyim Shom, Hey Elu Shaloi Mimnei Shabailim Misyashin Mehem. So Rav Shimon Eloza says, one is permitted to keep it, and we're speaking about even though there's Yish, Mimnei Shabailim Misyashin Mehem. The Bailim are Miyayish. So the Gemara now declares, what is Pshat in Rav Shimon Eloza? Ki kama Rav Shimon ben Eloza Baroiv Knanim. Rav Shimon Eloza is speaking about Baroiv Knanim. That means I have Arabim of Roiv Knanim. So then the Bailam is Yaishim. Avo Baroiv Yisrael Loi. But Baroiv Yisrael then there's no din of Eilu Mishyashim, Reiv Yisrael, so. Eidulma afilu b'Reiv Yisrael nami. Afilu you have a place that's Reiv Yisrael. Also the Bailam is Mishyashim. Let us just see Taisvis for 1 minute to understand the tzdodim of the Shailam. Ki kama Rab Shimon b'Reiv Knanim. He says, Rav Shimon said, Reiv Knanim, then you're allowed to, you have a Rabbim, and Reiv of the assembled Agoyim, so you're allowed to keep it. Ve'im Taima, Faktoisvis im Kain, if it's Reiv Knanim, Matzorich Tam Ibnei Shabailim Misyayishim. So why does Rav Shimon Elozev to say you're allowed to keep it, because the Bailim are Misyayish, typically, if Reiv of the assembled Agoyim, and now something fell from the Rabbim here, so I can be toiler that it fell from a Goyim, and I'm allowed to keep it. Why does Rav Shimon Elozev have to say that you're allowed to keep it? Mnesha Bailam is Yash. V'yesh loyma de itzterech tafilu yoideya vadai shem. Oh, so now we're getting a little the picture over here. There's a rabbin, and there's a yid that sees that another yid, his money fell out, his wallet fell out of his pocket, and he's walking further. And Rabbi Shimon ben Elozer says the yid is allowed to keep it because the Bailam is Misyayish. The Ha'oivid Misyayish. Now, why is the Oivet Misyayish by Reiv Knanim? One of two reasons. The Oimel, number one, the Knanim Shotlilei. This Yid thinks that his chances are very slim. Number one, since there's Reiv Goyim, some Goy will find it. Vafilu im Yisrael Yimtzeim Layachis, the Toile, the Mina Knanim, Nofal, the Hein Rube. That means that afilu a yid will find it, but the yid will keep it because the yid will assume that a guy lost it. So memelas Rav Shimon ben Elozer said amar de kechidish. That means there was a yid, and he sees exactly how another yid lost his wallet. It has a simin. So Rav Shimon ben Elozer says he's allowed to keep it because he's miyayish. He's meyayish als these two cheshbonos, one because he thinks a goy will zicha find it, or a fellow yid will find it, he won't be machersit because he'll assume that it fell from a goy. So even though lemaisa, none of these are true, lemaisa yid found it, hafal pikein is allowed to keep it. Yeah, so the Gemara has one sad, that maybe Rav Shimon Elozer is Bereiv Knanim, aber Bereiv Yisrael, Reiv Yisrael, there's a simen, and he's not Miyayish, Yid, and Mustama, there's a simen, or so he can give it back. Vaidilma afilu Bereiv Yisrael namiyama. Maybe afilu Bereiv Yisrael, he also holds. Zichtai says, Reiv Yisrael, I mean, Reiv Yisrael, why should he be Miyayish? He is a simen. Havishaloi, Zichtai says, the tame mishum deike inchi deleimale vishoklile. There are people who are, they won't steal. But if they find something, they're not so nizer in the mitzvah of Ashavis Abeda, finders, keepers, if you find it, it's, people keep it. So he's miyayish because of inchi deleimale. Now, I'd like to just mention the vial, some achleikas harishonim, but I'd like to mention the vial. This, Rab Shimon ben Elozer, the Rashba says, Rab Shimon ben Elozer, that said his halacha, minei shabailim misyashim, Chol mokim sherabim mitzuyim shom. He says, two mishalim. Sratye is a highway. Platye is a big place, a big marketplace. Chol mokim sherabim mitzuyim shom. So that means there's a lot of people there. Then Rav Shimon ben Elazar holds, you're allowed to, b'nei shabayel m'syayishim. Zok the Rashbe, but if you have, let's say, Rashus HaRabim, it seems he said Misholem, he said, Platye, Sratye, but if you have Rashus HaRabim, which is not so populated, it seems, then you don't have this Rav Shimon ben Elazar. That's what Rashbe says. So we have to understand, I mean, what's the chilek? Why do you need this other tnai? It is this inchi delay mali, this goyim, this, I mean, so whatever the ratio is, if what's the chilek? If you have 1,000 people and you have 100 inchi delay mali, you have 100 people, you have 10 delay mali. I mean, it's very difficult to understand. The Rashba says this. He brings a raya from the Loshna Gemara, and later we have another raya that Rashba brings. It's very difficult to understand. You have the same ratio, whatever the rabbim are. So I saw in Nachlas Moshe something, which I think I have a raya from the later Rashba, like the Nachlas Moshe. That means like this, Amokim Sharabim Mitsuyim Sham. The person who lost it has no have, I mean, he'll be able to find it back. That means if there's 1,000 people over here, it's Zichr was picked up. That's no Shaila by him. That he should be able to go back in a half an hour and look for it, that he has no have, I mean, that he'll find it. It's Zichr was picked up. So Mamele now, so after he resolved that it was picked up, so now he's gonna start thinking, no, who picked it up? Rav Goyen, some Agoy picked it up. Nefila Yid picked it up, but some of the Yid will think that Agoy lost it. So finished. Or Afilu, according to Afilu Rav Yisrael, is also Miyayish. Again, someone Zicha picked it up. The Zinshi Delay Mali, he's Miyayish already. Because of the Inshi Delay Mali. Fine. But could be in a place where there's not such a big rabbim. So then he's not miyayish yet. He can go back. Maybe he'll find it. And then there's a chavit stodim also. It could very well be that he, but al koponim, if he knows that he zicha can't find it, that zicha was picked up already, then Rav Shimon Elazar, we have a two lashonos in the Gemara. If Rav Shimon Elazar is only speaking about Rav Knanim, or Philu by Rav Yisrael, als inchi delay mali. Now the Gemara says further, im timtza loy ma'afilu b'Rav Yisrael namiyom. He held, he was very sosim, mokim sharabim mitzuyim shom. He did not differentiate who the rabbim are. Mokim sharabim mitzuyim shom, a person is miyais. Okay, that's, I know what Shimon Elazar holds. Pligi Rabbonon Eloi Pligi. Are the Rabbonon Chaylik, or they're not Chaylik? Vim Timtza Loima Pligi. So if they're Chaylik, now, B'Rav Yisrael, Vadei Pligi, so if they're Chaylik, so the B'Rav Yisrael, which is a bigger Chiddish, Yechayish V'Inshi Goloi Mali, so then the Machlekes is Zichel, by Rav Yisrael, if there are chaylik. Or, but what's the din, b'rav knanim? What'll be the din, b'rav knanim? Pligi, oiloi pligi. So then, v'im timtza loyma pligi afilo b'rav knanim. So now, we're trying to find our bearings. What's in this shaila of Rabbi Mitzuyim Shom, is there machlekes? Is there not machlekes? In what case is Rabbi Shimon Elazar speaking about? Are the Rabbanim Chaylik? In which case are the Rabbanim Chaylik? after the dust settles and we're mevara all these shailas, halacha kemoisa yayin halacha kemoisa. Now, do we paskin? The Rashba says that, what's the shaila halacha kemoisa? There's a machlekes, or yachid barabim. What's the shaila? So the Gemara says, because, b'makim sherab metzuyim sham, the svar is very much like Rabshim ben Elazar. That means in svar, even there's a machlekes, so it could be we paskin like a das yachid. Im timtza loyma halacha kemoisai, dafke b'rev k'tanim, I feel b'rev Yisrael. So memele, that's all the shailas that we have. We want to be mevara. What case of Shimon Elazar speaking about? And if the rabbonim are chaylik, and who do we paskin like? That is lemaise, the sugya. Now we just, these are the hagdomis to the sugya. Toshma, Hamoitzei mois bebotik nesiyas, ubebotei midrashes, ubechol mokim sharabim mitzuyim shom, harei elu shaloi mibnei shabailim misyashim mehem. Oh, it you find money in these places, and it says, ubechol mokim, this is the base of Knesset, base of Medrash, chol mokim sharabim mitzuyim shom. So here we have a formula when there's Rabbi Mitzuyim, the Bailam is Yashim. Man Shametle the Ozel Bosa Rube, who is the Tane that is holds that Roiv, if there's a Rabbim, that is a Sibbe for Yish. Rab Shimon ben Eloza is Shamet Mino. So we see clearly Batim Nesiyas, Batim Midrashes, and we see that Areyu Shaloi. So we see clearly that Al Kabana will push it the first Shaila. But it sees the Batim Midrashes, you found money, and Mamela, you're allowed to keep it. So we see Rav Shimon Elazar holds a fellow by Rav Yisrael. So the Gemara says, Hochim Mais Kine Befuzor. That Mais, I'm talking about there's a Simen, it's speaking about there's no Simen. So that's why you're allowed to keep it. So the Moses says, even mefuzorim, if it's speaking about mefuzorim, there's no simen. Ma'ir yamokim sharab metzuyim sham. Why did it say this whole agdome? Mokim sharab metzuyim sham. Afulain rab metzuyim sham. So don't tell me it's speaking about there's no simen. So there is a simen. Elo loylam betzurim. Oh, so now, okay, good. So there's a simen, and it says you're allowed to keep it. It means a botei knesses means a meeting place where they come together. Knesia is a loshen asifa, is where they come together. Lis yaitz and those doesn't mean a holy place. It means so it's a geisha place. So memela. So therefore, there's roiv goyim. So a kaponim. So it could be that's where. And that zikha of Shimon Elazar is made by Rav Knan. Ferek de gemore, bote mit rosh is make a lameme. Listen, a beis medrash of going, there's no such thing. There's no such things of a beis medrash. So memele, so bote mit rosh is, zikha means, Yiddish a beis medrash. My ikal lameme. So the gemore says, bote mit rosh is tidon. Yeah. Taka beis medrash, the yosvi boknanim. But so Rashi says, this, let's get the case straight. It's speaking about the bisman chazal. The beis medrash used to be chutz le'ir, and it was scary. So they used to have shomrim. They had goyish security over there. So you had goyish guards there. So yes, the kasha, beis medrash. Yeah, it's talking about a beis medrash, but there's goyim that are there. The yosvi buknan. Fine. So memele, so it's no raya by roiv akum. It's no raya roiv Yisrael. You want to bring a raya for the roiv Yisrael? No, they're speaking about the yosvi buknan. Agavuche, Samur de Kazach, the Gemara that have a mina before, the moment of Bengaraya, it's speaking about Roiv Yisrael, talking about a base medrash, He's meyayish because of inchi dolei mali. So by stachis, takirela beis medrash, and we had before tzuvim merabon and kibi again al kaponim, about berav, so the beis medrash al kaponim, there's inchi dolei mali, and the mele that are not meishiv avedis, and he's meyayish, I feel in beis medrash. Shmuel says, no, speaking about the yosvu bekna, there's some goyim there. In fact, the Rash Bakash by the Yosef Beknanim, but you don't have 90 goyim and 10 yidden there learning. You have 10 and 90 yidden and 10 gods, whatever it is. Hat man doch weiter reid Israel. So what's pshat? So mein zweite hier bereit, that you may yaish by reid Israel. That's the Rashbis Kasha. So the Rashb and the Ran say Amir de Keteres, and I think this is Amir de Raya to what we mentioned before from the Nachlas Moshe. He says, the Ran says Amir de Kazach. The 90 Yidden are Torah Bilam. The 90 Yidden are Trudim Bilimudam. They're learning there, they're davening there. The goyim, they're not davening, they're not learning. So there, the Rashi says Amir de Kazach. He says that so they're kavuyim there, and they look around. They're not only looking around for they're looking around if anything got lost. They take upon themselves to clean up. More ways than one. So kaponim. So if you want to know who'll find it, you have roib goyim over there. That means the chance to find it. That's called roib goyim. That's what the Rashba says. So memele. So fakert. So we see very much like the Nachlas Moshe says that the whole Indian of roiv of Rabbi Mitzuyim Shom you have. I won't find it. There's people there that are, so when there's a Rabbi Mitzuyim Shom, either someone will pick it up, or here if you have Goyish Shomrim, if you have Goyish Shomrim, it's called Reiv Akum because they're Mechapis, and they're gonna look, and they're gonna find it. Let us see Rashi. Zot Rashi. V'chol mokim sharam mefilodovi sheish beisimin. Pligi rabonon olei betavayu, are they chaylik on both cases, afilabai loivako. Hamoitzei mois, kosalka daitach, tzibui mois, diktoni masnisin chayiv lahachis, so there's a simin. V'chol hoil v'rab mitzum shemeir l'shloi, shen isya yishu abayil. So who is the Tana Dozel Bosel Rube, Kloima, Shohilach Bedin Metziye, Achrei Tam Rabim Metzuyim Shom? So, it's not Rabbi Shimon Elozer, Botik Nesiyas, the Sam Botik Nesiyas, Yisrael Behem. Tomorrow says, Bim Fuzorim. No, speaking about Fuzorim, Rabbonu, the Moidim Me Fuzorim, the Snan Mois Me Fuzorim, there's no Simen. Moses Knesiyah shall akum asifas mokem shamiskansim shom lehisyayitzalevoy. That means a gathering place of people, and it could be there's leiv akum over there. So the Moses bought him edroshis mikalameima the yosvu buknanim shein chutz leir umeshivim bo knanim lishme. So mamele, so it's al kolponim. It could very well be. It's going according to Rav Shimon ben Elozer, and if since you have goyim kvuyim there, that is a din of roiv akum, and that's what we zicha knew, that Rav Shimon ben Elozer zicha holds by roiv akum areu shaloi. Fine. Toshma, so the Gemara is now wants to be poshut. Motze bo aveide. This is talking about, Rashi says, Motza bo aveide, Mishnehi b'seider taris, b'ir sheyisroel oknanim dorim bo, b'meseches machshir. Motza bo aveide, im roiv Yisroel chayv lahaches, im roiv knanim einei chayv lahaches. So it seems you go basoi. Man shamed leidom oma azlinim basar ube. Rab Shimon ben Elazar. Shamed mino, that means that the key comma, Rab Shimon ben Elazar, beroiv knanim, avo beroiv yisroi eloi. So Mo says, no, amoni rabono. So I goes, maybe so. So Mo, amoni rabono. So Mo says, tiv shiminei. But I have something over here. I mean, this Mishnah is telling us, can be poishet my shayla. Either it's muchach that Rav Shimon Elazar only holds by Rav Knanim, or it's muchach that the Chachamim amoidet Rav Shimon Elazar by Rav Knanim. Aloylam Rav Shimon Elazar. Bafilu b'Rav Yisrael Nami. Could be it's going according to Shimon Elazar. Rav Shimon Elazar holds that fellow believe Yisrael Nami. Bochem Mayeskinen. B'tomon. Here, we're talking about, not by a Veda. By a Veda, if someone lost something, and he's aware that it's lost, he's Mayayish right away. Now, here we're speaking about that something was hidden, and now the Shaila is who hid it. So here we go Basarayv. There's no Yish over here. There's no Aveda. So here we go Basarayv. So we want to know who put it away, who hid it. So you go Basarayv. In fact, the Gemara, Im betomon mayevidite gabei, swat pshat, someone hit something, swat pshat, motzabo Aveda, someone hit something, you found it? I mean, what is, someone hit it, leave it there. I mean, what are you, taking it? Vosnan, we learned, motzo kli ba'ashpe, a person found a kli in a ashpe, that was a place, mistama, that, people used to hide things there. Mechuse le'igaboy, so if it's covered, don't touch it, someone hid it over there, he intends to take it back later. Megula noita lamaches. So the Gemara says, kido omar af pope said, look, I'll be something else. Ba'ashpe she'ena asuya lefanoi. So speaking about, there was an ashpe that, under normal circumstances, that ashpe was supposed to remain there for another 2 weeks, let us say. And memele, the person who hid something over there, that's sicher, it's people don't go in the ashpes and you're not allowed to take it 100%. Venimlach Oleh lefanois, and then all of a sudden, the one who's the bailam over the ashpe decided all of a sudden he's taking away this ashpe. So memele, so now all of a sudden the thing which was hidden there becomes all of a sudden an aveda. That means I'm here and I see all of a sudden they're coming to take away the ashpe, and I see in the bottom of the ashpe. I have a golden case over here, whatever it is, and I see someone that hidden something over there. And now, if I don't take it, it will soon be taken away. So now it is an aveda. Ochenami ba'ashpe shein esuya lefanois, benimlach oleo lefanois. So memele. So here there's no din yish bechlal. The Bailim who put it away is completely unaware what happened over here. So there's no Yish. So now I see it, so Mamela, I'm a chuyiv to pick it up also Shavas Aveda. Because it became an Aveda without Yenim's knowledge. There's no Yish whatsoever. But there's Yish Alei Medas, which they have a Yish. So Mamela, so it says if there's Reiv Akum, you're not Mechuyiv Lahachis. Because I can, and this is a davar muskim, and it's, because I can be told that a guy hid it there. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. What's the babayim? Yeah. Vativ sheet mi o mitzas mi shalo yisech, namayid rabona barev knani, upligi barev yisrael. Betoma, the kivin the tomnoi lava veidi, hilkach boloi v'yisrael yachis, shein asu yilafanis. Regilim hoyu bayil manichim yomim rabim, this ashpe, v'loi lafanoi samiyah, v'nimuch alo lafanoi samiyah, Val kol choi oyit lanu, either now, either I'll take it, and to be machis oyehef kalachi nokat, shein asu yilofanois, di asu yilofanois, abeidem idasi, shoyeloi lochush, shemo yifanois.